This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. Inaugurating Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida this morning, Mr. Modi said disruptions do not distract the country, but it finds new directions and new opportunities within those circumstances. He said amidst these disruptions, today India is strengthening the foundation for the coming decades, and in this lies the country's resolve, the mantra of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
आज सरकार मेक इन इंडिया पर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग पर कितना बल दे रहे हैं। हम चिप से शिप तक भारत में बनाना चाहते हैं और इसलिए आपकी ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस के लिए हम लगातार काम कर रहे हैं। सरकार ने 40,000 से ज्यादा कंप्लायंस खत्म किए।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड रशिया इज द कंट्री पार्टनर ऑफ दिस ईयर्स उत्तर प्रदेश इंटरनेशनल ट्रेड शो।
खुशी है कि यहाँ 2200 से अधिक एग्जीबिटर अपने प्रोडक्ट और सर्विसेज का प्रदर्शन कर रहे हैं। इस बार ट्रेड शो का कंट्री पार्टनर रूस है, यानी इस ट्रेड शो में हम एक टाइम टेस्टेड पार्टनरशिप को और भी मजबूत कर रहे हैं।
Later, the Prime Minister will visit Rajasthan and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth 1,22,000 crore rupees. He will also address a public function at Banswara this afternoon. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Anu Shakti Vidyut Nigam Limited's Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various green energy projects and solar projects. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the World Food India 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. The four-day event will showcase India's strengths in the food processing sector, food sustainability, and the production of nutritious and organic food. India has carried out the successful launch of the intermediate-range Agni Prime missile from a rail-based mobile launcher system. This next-generation missile is designed to cover a range of up to 2,000 kilometers and is equipped with various advanced features. The first of its kind launch carried out from specially designed rail-based mobile launcher, which can move on the rail network without any preconditions that allow the user to have a cross-country mobility and launch within a short reaction time with reduced visibility. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today felicitated sanitation workers as part of the Swachhta Hi Seva campaign at Army Headquarters in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Singh said that the way Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has reached every person in the country in the form of a revolution is amazing. He added that the nation is celebrating Swachhta Divas today as part of that revolution. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi and Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal AP Singh were also present on the occasion. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a meeting of the foreign ministers of the Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation, or FIPIC, in New York. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly yesterday. In a social media post, the minister said that he's delighted to host the meeting and glad to note that the 12-point action plan announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the FIPIC Third Summit is progressing well. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian told the UN General Assembly that his country does not seek to build nuclear weapons or wishes to seek them externally. President Pezeshkian said the attempts by the three European countries of Britain, France and Germany, which are parties to the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, to reinstate UN sanctions against Iran are illegitimate. And the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has officially filed a complaint against Pakistani cricketers Sahibzada Farhan and Haris Rauf for the inappropriate actions during the Asia Cup Super 4 encounter on September 21. The Indian team has demanded strict action against both the players for their misconduct. And that is the end of this news bulletin.